time to find balance and be refreshed here on Every Heart, Every Woman.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Get ready for uplifting music and inspiring interviews.
Every Heart, Every Woman.
Let's get motivated to move forward as we share our life experiences. Host, Harla Nivens. My name is Carla Nivens. I am your host for the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. And I have my good friend, Vicki McMurray, co-hosting today.
Yay. It's so good to be here.
Yeah. Yes. So we've kind of been off for Thanksgiving. So it kind of seems like it's been a couple of weeks. So
it does.
It's been a couple of weeks.
It has. It's so weird seeing you, and I haven't seen you in a while. How are you?
I'm good. It looks like we didn't eat too much at Thanksgiving. We look
we
like we're
either.
About the same, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
That's good. That's good. That's blessed.
It is a blessing.
So everyone, our show, Every Heart, Every Woman Radio, is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. So you can find out more information about Love Ministries from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. So we are so excited. We are welcoming Leslie Thompson today. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you.
Yay.
Good to be here.
Everyone, Leslie is a wife. She's a mom. She's a motivational speaker. I call her a social media guru because you can learn a lot from her social media pages. She's also a writer. Leslie and her husband, Jeff, they are truly champions for healthy marriages with thriving children. That's what I'm calling you.
Okay.
So I hope all that's okay.
That's wonderful. In Jesus' name.
Yes, yes. So, Leslie, we're so excited that you're here.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Thank you for joining our conversation. We know that you've done a lot of writing and a lot of posting on the topic of expectations.
Yes.
So our first question is, what led you to kind of tackle this topic?
Life experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
Life experience. So like you said, my husband is Jeff Thompson. We've been married 18 years.
Yay.
And it's so funny because when we were married, it was this amazing process, the way that God brought us together.
Okay.
You know, we were friends. We were part of a group of friends who just kind of hung out together. We're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Yeah.
Excited about the possibility of being married at some point, but not knowing exactly how God was going to do that.
Sure.
Well, God is funny. He put Jeff and I together as a surprise, really.
Really?
Friends of ours were getting married and engaged, and we were helping them out, excited for them, not knowing that what God was about to do in us. So we got engaged, and then we got married about 9 months after that. We actually were engaged on our first date.
Really?
Wow. Because we knew so much about each other. We had you know, gotten to know each other in a spiritual context.
Yes.
And I knew what he was like as a man of God, as a brother, and really just looking out for young ladies, respecting young ladies. I knew his heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when God began to speak that to us, you know, I was just thinking, let's do it.
That's speed dating
to a
whole nother level.
Yes.
I really trusted God that. And my family, on the other hand, was just kind of like, okay, who is this guy?
Right,
and
I don't, right.
So, yeah, it was an awesome experience and testimony to really trusting God for his plan. So our wedding, and this is all going to connect together.
Yes.
So our wedding was, you know, we were into Miles Monroe at that time.
Okay.
Really listening to a lot of his teachings.
I don't know Miles.
Miles.
Give me
Dr.
Info.
Miles, the late Dr.
Yes.
Miles
okay.
Monroe,
yes.
M-U-N-R-O-E,
okay.
And a phenomenal pastor and teacher. And so one of the things that he taught about, we had come across this tape, cassette tape.
Yes.
Called
Back in the Day.
Yes. Called What is a Wedding?
Okay.
And so on that tape, on that teaching, he talked about really what you want to have as your desire for your wedding ceremony is to be a message and to be a testimony to those. And so with that, we didn't follow a lot of the traditional things that would be comprised in a wedding ceremony. So we prayed through that, and God really showed up, and just how, you know, our worship time, our worship dancer that was part of it, and just different elements of our wedding. And so,
yes.
I say all that to say that it was, in my mind, it was picture perfect, you know. So I felt like, you know, I've followed this path. I've come to know the Lord in a deeper way. I've let go of a lot of my past ways of thinking and of living, and now I'm doing this right. My dad had even said that, okay, they're doing it right. And so in my mind, I'm thinking, this is what you do. You trust the Lord, you get married, you follow his way, and it's going to all work out wonderfully. Jeff and I had also read lots of books about marriage. You know, Jeff is, he has an amazing family upbringing, and they taught him a lot about what it meant to be a husband and mm-hmm. to have a desire to have your family represent Christ. Mm-hmm. And so we had each read books about the role of a husband, the role of a wife, and just what your marriage will be. So the theme of our wedding was the image of his love. Mm-hmm. And not realizing that if you are going to embody the image of Christ's love,
yes.
you're going to have to suffer. You're going to yes. have to endure. You're going to mm-hmm. have to be able to show really what true love is. And
yes.
it's not the feeling. It's not the show. It's
right.
not it's not just
it's not a movie.
It's not a movie. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not all the good things that we show other people, but it's really sacrifice. And, you know, I was looking the other day at 1 Corinthians 13 that where Jesus says that where Paul speaks to us and he says that love is patient.
Yes.
Love is kind.
Yes.
It's long suffering. So I personally didn't think about all the opportunities that God was going to show me
mm-hmm.
how to be patient,
mm.
how to be kind,
beautiful.
How to
mm-hmm.
be long-suffering, and
mm-hmm.
what I'd have to go through.
Yeah.
So as I have been growing in my relationship, and I didn't know I was going to still have to grow this much,
yeah.
because I was thinking, you know, hey, we almost feeling like I've arrived,
yeah.
you know?
Right,
yes.
And so what God has been doing over the course of our marriage and having five children and
mm-hmm.
Almost three teenagers, is just really showing me, okay, it's not going to always work out according to your plan.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to guard your heart. And the kind of the theme of this year has been about expectations,
okay.
and really getting my heart in a place where I'm prepared for whatever God is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And not only him, but also being prepared for what I might face in a particular relationship.
Yes.
And not putting expectations on my husband, my
mm-hmm.
children, my friends, and
right.
to the point where after my expectation has not been met,
mm-hmm.
then I want to leave that relationship.
Yes. Mm.
I want to withdraw, or I want to retaliate.
Yes.
Yes, so, it's yeah. such a human nature thing. Like, it's
it is.
Touching a nerve for me because
yeah.
nobody wants to admit that.
Right.
they feel
right.
that way. But
right.
It's just such a part of who we are as a human being.
It is.
And trying to push past that
yeah.
and
it,
staying obedient is mm-hmm. difficult
yeah.
for
it
me.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And it's human nature also as a friend to when a friend comes to us with something where they have been disappointed, it's
mm-hmm.
human nature for us to go with them in that disappointment
mm-hmm.
and to we want to support our friends,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes we support them to the point that we are condemning that other person that hurt them.
Hmm.
I have
and
been
because
caught
we
in that. Yes.
We want to support them.
Yes.
So we'll go right there with them with
right.
that condemnation, with that judgment,
right.
with
yes.
that, you know, girl, you got to protect yourself. You need,
right.
you know, without thinking about how Christ really wants us to behave
yes.
in a relationship.
Yes.
I read a book years ago called The Peacemaker
mm-hmm.
by
yes.
Ken Sandy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I know it.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Game changer. Because it was about reconciling and restoring relationships
mm-hmm.
after there's been a hurt,
mm-hmm.
after there's been a betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and,
such a tough, vulnerable. I'm sorry to interrupt,
yeah,
but I'm
no.
so relating to what you're talking about because I think that's just a really tough, vulnerable place to put
yeah.
yourself
mm-hmm.
to create some restoration
yeah.
and push past
mm-hmm.
maybe
mm-hmm.
what you did that was hurtful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's easy to want to protect yourself. And it's
right.
easy because there is a lot of things out there in the world that will tell you to protect yourself. And you do have to. But in the body of Christ and who he has called us as believers,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't want us to just abandon people when he's really all about healing.
Mm-hmm.
He's all about hope.
Mm-hmm.
And he's all about that. The victory story.
Yes.
Because we have a victory story
together.
Ourselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so
right.
it's easy for us to ask someone else to give us another chance. Give me the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
see my humanness
mm-hmm.
and forgive me.
Yes.
But when we're on the other side of that,
mm-hmm.
yes.
it's easy to discard and
right.
dismiss.
Right.
And then only bring the people around us who are going to support us in our desire to abandon
yeah.
because they will cheer you on
mm-hmm.
you know
in
abandoning that other person.
I think I agree with you, Vicky. I really think this is a great thing for women to discuss. Mm. Broader than that, the body of Christ.
Yeah. Right.
To discuss.
Yeah.
Because I like when you said that Jesus is all about hope and mm-hmm. healing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes church people, man, we forget that and we do the opposite and
yes.
we, you know, mm-hmm. push people out.
Yeah, because it hurts. You know, I mean,
right.
it is true. It does hurt. And our initial response is to protect ourselves
yes.
and to just get ourselves in a place of quote unquote peace.
Yes.
But really, is it peace?
Mm-hmm.
But being uncomfortable can be so good. Because
absolutely.
You know, when you're in a relationship where that is going on and you know God's saying, girl, you got to restore this.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let go. You got to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm bigger than this
mm-hmm.
and we are called to love each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be such a great, neat opportunity. I'm working through something like that with someone
mm-hmm.
right now at church
mm-hmm.
Who has a difference of opinion about people. And, you know, my first instinct is I'm cutting them out because
mm-hmm.
they don't see it like
mm-hmm.
I do. And they are not following what the Lord wants them to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all
mm-hmm.
of a sudden I become the judge because it just gets to the core of me about how they feel.
Right.
Instead, I've really tried to shift and go, okay, God, how am I supposed to be an instrument in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
How
mm-hmm.
am I supposed to move past this
yeah.
and love them even though
mm-hmm.
I really disagree with them at my core?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
we go to church together.
Right.
I've got to restore this.
Yeah.
And they might not even know that I'm feeling this way, but I've got to restore it in my heart and
mm-hmm.
in my
yeah.
head.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And it's asking yourself, what is your contribution
yes.
to this particular issue?
Yes.
Someone that Jeff and I listened to, he has a friend who told him about Rick Thomas,
yes.
who is a speaker and a writer and a counselor, and he has this 30-day marriage devotional.
Mm-hmm.
And I would challenge anyone listening, even if you're not married, because there's so many biblical gospel-centered principles in his teaching, but it's a 30-day marriage devotional. And so we'll listen to it. Sometimes it's too tough. It's too rough.
Mm-hmm.
So we might intentionally skip a day and not remind each other that we need to listen the next day because it's so much to chew on. But one of the things that he talks about is how we can become a sinning victim. So we're a victim of hurt,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So your spouse is going to hurt you, your
mm-hmm.
children, your parents,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
your coworkers or friends or whoever, they're going to hurt you. And so now you're hurt and you decide to respond sinfully to that person,
mm-hmm.
but you are excusing your sin.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's unforgiveness, which
mm-hmm.
is a sin, if it's bitterness,
mm-hmm.
if it's being cold, if it's being critical, if it's gossiping about that
mm-hmm.
person, but you feel like it's okay because they deserve
mm-hmm.
whatever treatment,
mm-hmm.
or you should be okay with responding in this way because, of course, they hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
So I can respond in this way, but maturity is for us to look at our part.
Yes.
You know, look at our part. What is it that I am doing
mm-hmm.
as a result of that? And let me focus on that. Let me focus on how I can open myself up to God
mm-hmm.
and allow Him to show me how I need to change
yes.
in this situation. So
that's
kind of where this expectations
yes.
has come
yes.
from
yes.
With myself, because I would, you know, just be disappointed about a particular issue, a particular relationship. And my tendency is to withdraw.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I realize, and I talk about depression as well on my Facebook page, but
mm-hmm.
I'll withdraw, and then I just begin to just think over and over and over about that thing that happened,
hmm.
that disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk about how if you want to help walk through the steps of getting over or overcoming depression, look at how you handle your disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you've been disappointed and
mm-hmm.
hurt? What I would do is withdraw and
shove it in. I'm
shove
over
it
here.
In. Yes, definitely.
I shove it in.
Think about it over
mm-hmm.
and over. And all I'm thinking about
mm-hmm.
is the negative
the
thing that
mm-hmm.
happened. I'm
mm-hmm.
just thinking about the hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also being selfish because I'm not thinking about how God has required
right.
or called me to love.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking about myself during that time. So that's something that God has been working on with me this year, working on me.
Your thoughts, your negative thoughts?
Yeah, my thoughts and really those disappointments. Yeah.
So I want to chew on that for a second if we can, ladies. Yeah. I want to, because that's probably the one area that I struggle with the most in my life are my negative thoughts. And so I work really hard to either be reading something that's positive, watching something that's positive, listening to something that's positive. I mean, I literally will be in the middle of a negative thought and say, no, Jesus, in your name, you're going to stop it right now. But it comes back. And so is this how it's going to be the rest of my life?
Well, you know, I think
it's hard.
You know, my favorite is Dr. Caroline Leaf. Roosevelt and I, my husband and I, we just attended her conference just this weekend. And her mission, she has said her mission is, in life is the Lord told her to show people how to think and they will find him.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And so she has scientific evidence that this is what we're supposed to do.
I know we can control it, but I'm not good at it.
It's
but it's
hard.
Daily. It's daily.
It's like working out. You know how it is working out. Like you work out for a week, and then we're like, okay, I'm going to eat three hamburgers because I did really good.
You know, Thanksgiving. Well,
and then we forgot that we even started working out.
You know,
in the first place. So that's how our thoughts are. And she's saying that we should like constantly be in prayer, like constantly be in prayer.
I feel like I'm that way. The car is my favorite place. I mean, we had a great convo on the way here. I'm listening to a podcast that I could really relate to, which led me into, you know, just having some words with him. But the minute I slip, then I beat myself up because there I go again, Vicky. You know,
that's
you're
what
53
we have to
years
catch
old.
Ourselves.
Come on, you know, and. But I haven't read Dr. Leaf's info, and I know you've told me about her, so I'll have to today.
Yeah, and God's he says for us there. To die daily.
Yes.
You know, and he says for us to put on Christ.
Yes.
And so we that's something daily that we have to do because we know we're walking in these flesh suits, you know. And so in that, it's going to be that doubt. It's going to be that fear. It's going to be those negative thoughts. And so that's one way that we can take care of ourselves is by putting on Christ daily and moment by moment. You know,
it just feels good to say that.
The enemy is trying to, he's trying to take us down.
Right.
And that's where he starts a lot of the times is in our minds.
And it's good. It's also good to like start. I try to, when I open my eyes or even before my eyes are open, but when I know I'm conscious, start praying then.
Absolutely.
Like I gotta start from the beginning
him.
So that so that the rest of the day really flows well. Otherwise the negative loops come.
Like I was gonna say my one of my biggest struggles over this past year has been mornings. Able to wake up and have positive thoughts. So I changed my my alarm tone to Awake My Soul by Chris Tomlin. And then most days I put my phone across the room. And so when that song comes on, you know, it's saying it's talking about awakening your soul and letting those dry bones live and just speaking that over myself. And so that has encouraged me and it's helping
like
me
that.
To overcome that sadness in the morning.
That's good. I think it's so important to discipline those thoughts from the beginning.
It's
hard.
And
I'm not saying this
it.
Is easy. Like this is probably, I don't know, one of the hardest things that I face, but it's also so important.
I just feel better when I'm thinking positively. But I also think and community is helpful just to be talking to your girlfriends about, you know, this is how I'm feeling or I'm struggling with these thoughts. I've done that several times where I've texted friends. I need some prayer right now because I am digging
so
deep
important.
To come up with something good.
Right. There's
so
no
much.
One should live life
no.
with you know, not being in community. Right, we say that right. over and yes. over and over yes. again. Exactly. We exactly. need each other.
Yes.
We need each other.
Truly.
Okay, so let's press pause right now. I have another thought, and I don't want to forget it, about marriage and about what you said about thinking about what you did mm-hmm. in the situation.
Yes,
that's,
Lord.
Man, that hits a nerve right there.
Come
okay,
on,
y'all.
Now.
So let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Every Heart, Every Woman, the show where women find balance, peace, and inspiration. Now let's get back to the show with your host, Carla Nivens.
Welcome back to the Every Heart, Every Woman radio show. I am Carla Nivens. I am your host. I have my good friend Vicki McMurray co-hosting Yee-hoo! Today.
I'm so happy to be here. This has been such, I needed this conversation
yes,
today. And I had
yes.
not met Leslie before. She's a friend of yours. We didn't talk mm-hmm. about that at the top. So I'm just really enjoying your willingness to share what you've learned,
yes.
and I'm excited for you to share later on about what you're doing and projects
mm-hmm.
you're working on.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really love our conversation
yes,
today.
Yes, yeah. It's truly helpful. I guess I didn't say that Leslie and I, we met at church early on. We're trying to remember
yes.
if we had children or not, maybe not.
I don't think so. I seem like I remember us being pregnant together.
Right. We only have two children. So
yes.
two of our children are about the same age.
Exactly.
16
yep.
and 14.
Almost 15.
And then you all kept going.
We did.
and going and going.
Three more times.
Yes. But we used to get together for small group and Bible studies mm-hmm. and couples
events
night yep. yeah yep. couples night out and just kind of just share life together
right.
And like we said earlier, we you know you have to do life together. I mean, you have to be in
yes.
community
yes.
with people, because then it leads you to conversations like this
yes
where you're like, okay, I needed this word,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm going to tuck this word in because
yeah.
I need it.
Yeah. And it's good to reconnect after that, because like I was saying earlier, when you're first married, you know, you have these different thoughts and ideals
yes.
and expectations. and then you get to I get to see you again after
yes.
many years. And
yes.
then, you know, now we can really talk about
right.
like
right,
what's
right,
really
right.
been going
right.
on and how God has been walking us through
right.
all those different
right.
experiences
yeah.
in our marriages. And,
yeah. Yeah,
I think it's great.
It's been a blessing. So you all have been married for 18 years.
Yes.
Rosebud and I have been married for 18 years.
We will be married 15 years in a couple of weeks.
15 years.
Yay. Yes.
So so we've got some years under our
yes.
belt,
mm-hmm.
which is good. That's a blessing. But one of the things I thought when you were talking, and we all discussed like where we learned this later in life,
mm-hmm.
early on in life. my mom also is a writer and
mm-hmm.
And my dad, you know, he's a great Bible teacher. So they taught Roosevelt and I and all of the kids, and this is such a hard lesson to learn. It's so difficult in the
yeah.
moment. But they taught us, when you get upset with your spouse and you're sitting there mad and you're going over what happened and
yeah.
what their issues are
Never.
And what they need to do to fix it, the first thing, my mom always said, the first thing you need to think of is what you did.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah. And so, and you're, you know, when you're a 20-year-old, I can't remember how old I was when we got married.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hardest thing in the world to do. Now at 43, it's still the hardest thing in the world
it
to do. I don't
want
to think about what I did first.
I know.
yeah,
so
countercultural.
It is countercultural. and we were talking about it off the air before we recorded this section of our show. My mom and dad did not teach that to us. and I'm divorced and remarried. My parents divorced. And so I think Tim and I, honestly, being totally truthful here, we do big time struggle with that, because
mm-hmm.
we
hard.
Are want to just arm ourselves in our corners and
mm-hmm.
just say, I'm right and you're not.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
We work on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm learning with that to look at what is the reason that I want to respond in these sinful ways. Mm. You know, looking at what are, because sometimes it's not even about Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
You know, that the reason that I'm so hurt,
exactly.
I'm so disappointed, yes. I'm, you know, going into a depression, it could have something to do with my, you know, when I was 5 years old, something that happened or something that I observed in my home or
yes.
my relationship with people when I was younger or mm-hmm. in my family dynamics and
yep.
things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to really spend that time. And then as spouses, we have to allow each other to spend that time
yes.
of introspection and, mm-hmm. and prayer
Absolutely.
And asking
mm-hmm.
God to show us, you know, how can I respond in the way that you want? Because although we're taught that and we know it, like you were saying, Carla,
mm-hmm.
it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's also not, you're not able to do it as quickly
mm-hmm.
because it takes that time. Sometimes you may have to journal. You
yes.
may have
oh,
to
sure.
just go into prayer
mm-hmm.
and say, God, show me why
yes.
this is so hard for me to just look at myself and not harbor bitterness
mm-hmm.
Against my spouse mm-hmm. during this time.
And you touched on something a second ago when you said family dynamics. And
mm-hmm.
I do think, in all transparency for myself, I do think that's a big piece of it for
yes.
me
yeah.
when we've had moments like that. That thankfully, as we are married longer, there have been few of those. But I look back at what I was raised with,
mm-hmm.
and then I think about my grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
They were some interesting, strong personalities, too.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that example is where you get, or where I've gotten some of that for myself.
Yep.
But also, sitting back in prayer and being introspective is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, is that hard when
yes,
when he
does.
Gives you that aha,
mm-hmm.
go, girl, it's been you the whole time on this one. You know?
Like, what?
And going, wait a minute, I don't like that answer.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
But
yes.
it's a great heart moment to
mm-hmm.
just learn, grow, and move on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
and you know, I think that marriage is, like you said, we have expectations going in, and marriage
yeah.
is not the
right.
You know, and I'm
one.
A Hallmark movie fan, so
yes.
don't
I know you are.
Don't twist
don't
my words.
Mess with it.
I love it. I love them, but you know that's fantasy.
It is.
That's,
it's unrealistic.
Yes, is completely not the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage probably is one of the ways that makes you grow your relationship with the Lord the most.
I would agree.
Yep.
I say it pokes holes at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it's parenting.
It shows you, okay,
yeah.
you need to grow there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You need to grow there. Like this is,
mm-hmm. yeah.
like you said, you're the issue. Stop trying
yes.
to look at the other person.
Mm-hmm. That's a great analogy. I like the poking holes. I'm going to go home and tell Tim that. That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
He'd say, yes, I've been poked a lot.
Poked a lot, yes. We've all been poked a lot.
Yeah, my husband was talking about that the other day. We were blessed to be able to take a trip 2 weeks ago, I think just before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And it was, honestly, it was the first time the two of us had gone away for 4 days since we've been married.
Wow.
Just the two
nice.
Of us.
What a
so,
nice.
I mean, 4 days probably doesn't seem like a whole lot, but for us,
that's
it
huge.
Felt like, yeah,
yes.
felt like forever.
We have a six-year-old at home, right?
We have a
that
six-year-old.
That is a big, yes.
Yes,
big chunk of time.
Yes. And so we had an amazing time. Just lots of clarity and just being able, you know, just being away from all the responsibilities and daily stress of
mm-hmm.
life. But one of the things that he talked about, we actually recorded some of the video on expectations while we were there.
Okay.
And so he was talking about how marriage is an opportunity for sanctification and
mm-hmm.
how, you know, with expectations, he was saying that the way that God deals with us when we don't meet his expectations
mm-hmm.
is that he's patient with us, that he's forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's the best model of what to do when someone has not met your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your opportunity. Like you were saying,
yes.
these holes are being poked.
It's, mm-hmm.
God is sanctifying you and
yes.
he's teaching you how to love your spouse through the eyes of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can go out and evangelize and tell other people about the gospel, but in your home with your spouse and with your children,
mm-hmm.
that's your opportunity to be the gospel.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So.
And you know, children, they're learning.
Mm-hmm.
They're picking it up. Like you
mm-hmm.
said, we're thinking of, you know, the women that are in our families and
mm-hmm.
we're picking up how to navigate a marriage from that. And so sometimes if we would keep that in mind, that may make us help us.
Help us catch ourselves.
Yes.
Exactly.
It's difficult, but it really may help us, you know, just to have it in mind, thinking, okay, my daughter is learning how to respond. By the way, I respond. My son is, you know, looking at how I'm responding. And he's maybe forming expectations by how I'm responding.
Absolutely.
So I think that really will, you know, really will help us, even though it's difficult, you know.
Oh, it's very
and
hard.
It's good to be real with them, with our children, to talk about that and help them to get their hearts in a place where they're not, you know, because I know that some people talk about, some people have a stance where they say, I never argue in front of my children. You know, then there's other people who are the complete opposite extreme where, you know, their kids are kind of growing up in a chaotic home. But, you know, whether my kids see us arguing or whether they just see this look has changed on mommy's face or daddy's upset about something, I try my best. I'm learning to go ahead and be honest with them and say, hey, you know, mommy and daddy love each other, but we do get really upset with one another.
Yes.
Sometimes I don't agree with daddy. Sometimes he doesn't agree with me.
Yes.
And we have to work through that. Sometimes mommy is so upset that she cries. She's so sad, you know, and I just tell them, especially my girls, you know, and I said how important it is, like you were saying earlier, Vicky, to earlier to talk to people, to talk to your friends. Yes. I was going through a rough time this year and one of my friends and I, she was too. And we committed to talking to each other audibly every day for the next 7 days. Because
that's
you know how you can shoot out for text and say, how you doing, girl? I'm just checking in. And
we
can easily be over here in tears, broke down, been in the bed all day and right back. I'm good. You know,
I'm guilty of that.
But it's something about,
voice
to voice connection. Sometimes just talking to her can literally bring me out of that darkness. You know, just to be able to talk about how I was processing my feelings, how I was dealing with that disappointment or that anger. So, I tried to, I'm just now learning this in the last year or two, but I believe that God allowed me to go through these things that I've been experiencing the last couple of years so that I can learn to be honest, so that I can share these things with friends, but also for my children.
Yes.
And just let them know this is real. This is what, you know, real life can be like and probably will be like for you guys as you grow up.
Right.
Oh,
right,
absolutely. Right. I love that because I feel I do pretty well with that. I've always, as you've probably learned when you walked in and met me today, I'm pretty transparent. I just sort of say
I haven't
like it
always
is.
Been.
And that can be good and that can be kind of ugly, but I am pretty transparent. So the same with my kids, and I've been divorced and they have a relationship with their dad, their biological dad, and then now they have a stepfather. And so those two men do things very differently. Mm-hmm. And so that's created some interesting dynamics in our family where my girls are like, well, blah, 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 did blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And so we talk about how people are different. I responded differently to this, or this did upset me, and this is why. And I think for girls, what you said earlier, you said you're doing that more with your girls. I just think that is huge because for me, I wanted my children to see a godly man and to see how a godly man treats a woman in a Christian home that is so far from perfect. We are hot messes, but we strive every day. And those days are going to be super bumpy. We've had a bunch of bumpy pokes.
Yes.
But we're still going and we're still striving every day. And just to be able to, my kids are out of the house now. Well, one's in college and one's graduated. But just being able to have those conversations so that they don't have a movie version, a Hallmark, a Hallmark Channel version of what love is, because it's so much more than that.
I want them to know that although, you know, I may make this mistake and do something to make daddy mad and vice versa, I want them to know that that does not disqualify him from receiving the honor and receiving the respect
that's good, you know what I mean?
Because sometimes
absolutely.
I think that as a young girl can observe certain things in a relationship or in a marriage or think, okay, well, I'll never allow that to happen, you know, barring, you know, abuse, you know, physical, any type of abuse, you know, adult, different things like that.
Right.
But to know that he's fallible, he's been through some things or he was having a stressful day, you know, give him the benefit of the doubt, just like you want him to give you the benefit
grace.
Of the doubt.
Right.
And that's, give him grace. And so that's not something where you're just like, okay, well, I'm out, I'm done, I'm going to mama's house because my husband did. You know what I mean? So just teaching them that you're, I still love Daddy,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And I
yes.
still honor
yes.
Daddy. I'm upset yes. with what he did.
Yes.
And I have to learn how to express that to him and yes. let him know what my true feelings are,
yes.
which is something else I've been learning, you know, because mm-hmm. I usually do keep them inside. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I wouldn't have known if you didn't
right.
say anything.
Right, if you didn't say anything.
You know, but I still love him. Mm-hmm. And he's still the man that I honor and that I desire. And I yes. trust him as the leader of this home. We just had to work through some junk.
Right. Yes. Right.
And again, great message to share with children to yeah. know that I can disagree with you, but I'm still going to love you and yes. honor you. And I say that to my own kids because they pushed my buttons. And I can be mad at you right now about a behavior or words you said, but I'm always going to love you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We just need to work this out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think it's so important for nowadays because I like when you said that, you know, I'm not leaving the house. I'm not going to mama's house,
mm-hmm.
Which is in our society today. We are so quick to say, I'm out.
Yep. I'm running away.
We are so quick to say, I'm out. Yeah. We're quick to say that at work. We're quick to say
sure.
that, you know, in friendships. We're quick to say that with marriages. And yes, like you're saying, we're not talking about abusive
right.
relationships.
Right.
We're talking about family dynamics where we can sit down and have conversation and be honest with each other and work through some things.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world would you get to 18 years, would you get to 15 years
yeah.
if you didn't live through some family dynamic
yeah,
issues?
Yeah, and over 50, like my parents. And
yes.
then George and Barbara Bush, who were married, 70
yes, I can't
years
even fathom
like
that.
You know, it's
yes.
just like, it's
and it wasn't
inevitable.
Perfect, I'm
right.
sure.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Exactly.
You're
yeah.
going to agree and disagree.
Yes.
And that's the beauty of how God made us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, so that's so important to be able to hold on
yeah.
and to keep going,
yeah.
work through.
Yeah, because our hope is in Christ.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not, it can never be in that individual.
It can't be my hope in Tim.
It's in Christ.
My hope in Carla.
Right.
My hope
right.
in Leslie.
Right.
Yep.
I will let you down.
Yes.
I won't want to. But I'm human.
Same.
You know,
girl. We've
yeah.
been friends a while.
So, Leslie, tell us some of the other projects that you are working on.
Okay. Yeah. So one of the things, as I talked about, was depression. And this year, the Lord just really, you know, hit me hard about, you know, being honest about it and
mm-hmm.
sharing with people. And one day where I was having a great morning, I said, okay, I'm just going to go live on Facebook and just start talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And ask people. So my purpose of that was to tell people some tips about how they could deal with it, but then also how they can support someone
mm-hmm.
who has been dealing with
That's
depression.
Important.
And I know
mm-hmm.
we won't have time to get into all of that today, but as a result of that, I had several people to text me, to write me and say, thank you for just
mm-hmm.
speaking it out loud and for talking
yes.
about it. And we were able to open up connections and say, you know, hey, when you're going through, call me.
Yes.
Or they'll tell me, one of them told me, if you haven't heard from me, call me.
Yes. That's
you know,
important.
And so that's what we have to do is to mm-hmm. have a couple people in our lives or more that we trust to say, you can call me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I haven't picked up the phone, call me again.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you're struggling, you don't want to answer the phone. You just want to turn the phone off or
yep.
put it on silent.
Right.
And so, just isolate. So that's one thing that I'm praying about is just really being able to be a support and then also receive support from others who do struggle
mm-hmm.
With depression. And then the other one that's really exciting is that Jeff and I are going to be starting to do more for marriage ministry.
Yay.
And so we're wanting to, one of them has to do with the Rick Thomas material
mm-hmm.
and devotional, because we've grown so much
mm-hmm.
from that.
Mm-hmm.
But so we are not sure exactly how that's going to play out, but
okay.
it's definitely going to involve fun and games, and then also getting into some of the more intense subjects that we deal with in our marriages,
okay.
and kind of using that as our material for that discussion. So I don't know if you remember, Carla, that's something that we,
yes.
now I can remember, was it Fab Friday? one of those things that we used to do back when we lived in Frisco.
Yes, yes,
you guys came.
Yes.
And so we love, you know, doing couple games, doing the newlywed game.
Yes.
I think it's one of the things that we did.
That's such a fun one. My husband's so competitive. We did that once. He was so mad. We were the oldest couple in the group, and we came in second place.
Well, good for you guys.
That's fun, though.
Yeah. Yes. So he enjoys doing podcasts.
Yes.
He's a musician, and so he's got wonderful ideas of some things that we're going to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I'm praying about a book that I want to complete in the next year. So I'm asking you guys to pray for me on that. But
Can you give us the topic?
Seven Simple Things, really, is what God has been showing me and dealing with me on right now. But it's really seven simple things or daily things that we can do to help to get our thoughts in the place that God wants us to be.
That's perfect.
And some of those things are knowing that is Christ. That we can put our hope in Christ and not ourselves, not depending on our own strength. One of them is not comparing ourselves to others. And then one of the other ones is dealing with disappointments. And so it's going to be just daily truths. And my audience is women, but it's also young girls because I just in talking to my girls, I know that that's a struggle of just how they see themselves, how they deal with disappointments, how they deal with expectations, how they deal with comparisons and things like that. And so there's seven because there will be one for each day of the week.
Oh, very nice.
And then hopefully as you know, someone gets this book, they'll be able to read them each day and then they become principles in their mind because, you know, if we do something daily or if we do something regularly, then it becomes a habit and it becomes ingrained into our minds. So that's what I'm praying about. So those are some of the things that I have coming up.
That is wonderful. I love the seven simple things. That just seems like something that we can take into our heart, you know, little by little, one thing today.
Yeah, absolutely.
That works best for me because if it's too much, I'm not going
to
remember.
Right. Yes. No. It's overloading. It's like, wait, I need to be writing all these things down and try to get to it. I wanted to go back really quick and talk about, so I went through your Facebook just for a little bit since I didn't know you until today. Tell me, why get on Facebook and share about depression? I mean, to put yourself out there because that's big to me to just go live on Facebook and start talking about. Do you do that a lot? It looked like you have
the only
on
other time
times.
We did live was like a worship. I was like, babe, let's turn on the camera and let you play and I'll sing and we'll bring some of the kids in here. You know, I'm just kind of spontaneous.
I like that.
That, you know, and just really feel like, you know, God wants us to just say yes, you know, when he's telling us to do something. So I didn't have a whole lot of a why at that point, but just God said, do it. And I said,
I'll do it.
So, but one of the things that I was, I guess, convicted about was just not being honest. And then also knowing that there are so many people who are probably sitting in the bed at that moment, scrolling through, trying to find something funny, find something encouraging, find something. And then a lot of the things that people are doing when they're scrolling, we know are comparing. And so I said, let me just go on here and talk about something that could bring that one or two, you know, one person or two people some hope right now. And I was pleased that some people did write back. It was just an act of obedience.
I love it. I love
moment.
It.
That's why I call you the social media guru.
So how do we find you?
Follow you and you get a lot.
Okay, so on Facebook, it's Leslie D. Thompson. Instagram is the same, Leslie D. Thompson, and Twitter as well.
Okay, easy.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
That is perfect. Leslie, we just want to, first of all, just say thank you.
Yes.
I mean, this has been
an easy, relaxing conversation.
Relaxing
it's just fun. Like we're hanging out with you at Starbucks. I'm loving this.
And we've learned
that.
So much. We've covered so much and we've learned so much.
Yes.
So
thank you.
Thank you for being honest and open with us. Mm-hmm. And we encourage all of our listeners to follow you because you really put out some things that are truly helpful.
And one last thing, I just want to say the and I hope we have time, the quote that God gave me with this whole idea of expectations is that true and lasting peace can only be found within ourselves and in our relationships when we begin to deal with our heart's inappropriate expectations.
Amen.
Excellent.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Vicky, for
being
here.
Thank you, hon. It's been wonderful.
Everyone, our show is a program of Love Ministries, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Find more information about them from their website, loveministriesbuilds.org. You all know you can connect with us on our social media at EHEW Radio or on our website, EHEWradio.com. Go to iTunes to check out anything that any podcast that you've missed. Give us a 5-star rating, right?
Yes.
Give us a 5-star rating. Y'all, I am Carla Nivens, your host, and I want you to have a wonderful week. We'll see you back next time.